This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States Secretary of Defense has overridden a plea agreement for the accused 9/11 mastermind and two other defendants. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overrode a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases. The action comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Some families of the attack's victims condemned the deal for cutting off any possibility of full trials and possible death penalties. Republicans were quick to fault the Biden administration for the deal, although the White House said after it was announced, it had no knowledge of it. Norman Hall, Washington.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard said a short-range projectile was behind the killing of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh and accused the United States of supporting the attack, which it blamed on Israel. Iranian state TV aired the statement, saying a rocket with a nearly 15-pound warhead was used to target the residents of Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday, adding it caused heavy devastation but didn't share details of the location. Haniyeh was in Iran to attend the inauguration ceremony of the newly elected Iranian president Masoud Pezeshkian. The guard's statement on Saturday promised, quote, harsh punishment, unquote, against the, quote, warmongering and terrorist Zionist regime. An Associated Press review of vote tally sheets released by Venezuelan opposition indicates that their candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won significantly more votes in the presidential election than Nicolas Maduro and his government has claimed. For more stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Somalia say 32 people died and 63 others were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A police spokesman told journalists Saturday that one soldier was killed in the Friday night attack and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate Al-Shabaab said through its radio that its fighters carried out the attack. Witnesses reported an explosion followed by gunfire. Lido Beach, a popular area in Mogadishu, is bustling on Friday nights as Somalis enjoy their weekend. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
United Kingdom police readied Saturday for more far-right protests across England after a third night of rioting linked to misinformation about a mass stabbing that killed three young girls. Speaking at a press conference, Susan Dungworth, Northumbria Police and Crime Commissioner, chastised those who had caused disturbances overnight.
Violence, looting and vandalism. All this is not protesting, it's criminal behaviour. It is also not mourning the loss of those innocent children in Southport with whom our thoughts should be.
The violence, which has seen scores of arrests and put Britain's Muslim community on edge, has also put hard-right agitators in the spotlight at a time when anti-immigration elements are enjoying some electoral success in British politics. Sunderland's chief superintendent, Mark Hall.
The shocking scenes we witnessed in Sunderland last night were appalling and completely unacceptable. During the course of the evening, our officers were met with serious and sustained levels of violence. This was not a protest. This was unforgivable violence and disorder.
Footage broadcast by the BBC showed a mob of several hundred rampaging in Sunderland city centre, attacking police and setting fire to at least one car in a building next to a police office. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach slammed the hate speech being thrown at Algerian boxer Imane Khelif, who is being accused of being a man after she beat Italy's Angela Carini in 46 seconds.
We will not take part in a politically motivated cultural war. And allow me to say that what is going on in the social media with all this hate speech, with this aggression and abuse is totally unacceptable.
Despite having naturally higher testosterone levels than average, there is no suggestion that Khelif, who was born female and has fought on the women's circuit for years, including in the Tokyo Olympics, identifies as anything other than a woman. Carini has since apologized and said she had just been upset that, quote, my Olympics had just gone up in smoke, unquote. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.